Lytle will line up under center. Receiver either side. Again, T.J. Tippmann, the deep back. They give it to him. Touchdown. He lunges forward. Wait for a signal. No signal yet. Touchdown! The Saints have taken the lead. 9-3 in this triple overtime period. Extra point here pending. T.J. Tippmann takes it in from a yard out on the opening drive of this third overtime. And on for the extra point, Michael Garrett. This one could be critical. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. And it's good. The Saints lead it 10-3. And the season now on the line for the Evansville Central Bears. Touchdown or bust to push it to a fourth overtime period here in this Class 4A state championship.
Just a great push up front by Bishop DeWanger, and then the strength of T.J. Tippmann to ensure that he got into the end zone there. First touchdown of the game here. It only took three hours into this football game.
Well, and you look at that drive, and we mentioned in the pregame, throughout the game, maybe once or twice, this Saints offensive line has some guys who are Big Ten size offensive linemen. In fact, one of them going to Wisconsin in 65, Joe Tippmann. He's committed to the Badgers. And you wonder if that size up front just eventually wore down this Bears defense for that touchdown drive.
Now let's see if Evansville Central can answer.
They have DePriest out wide to the left. Otherwise, two backs, toss play to the right. They get it to Schutte. Looking for a block, trying to get the edge, and the edge has not been there at all this afternoon. Great stop.
I mean, they're not.
That time by Jared Lee, the inside linebacker for DeWanger.
They're not scoring on the ground. I mean, I think you have three downs here to score, and I think all three of them need to be passes. Because I don't think going inside, outside, at whatever, trick plays, reverses, fake reverse, you're not running this football for a touchdown against this Bishop DeWanger defense. It's not happening. Watch him score here.
Right. Second and goal to go from the 8-yard line for the Bears. Ball on the far hash. Harper under center. Again, they fake it. Now look inside, get it to Frazier, and he maybe picks up a yard, if that, on the inside handoff.
And then now it's third and goal at the 8.
And now just two plays left in the season for the Bears here if they can't get some points, being a touchdown on the board.
You have two plays. And much, you know, we saw Evansville Central come out at the beginning of this game, four wide, empty backfield, tried to pass, had some success. You know, Harper 14 to 24, 152 yards. This is where he needs to be in the clutch and make some plays. This has to be a pass as we have a timeout now for the Bears, but third down needs to be a pass in the end zone. Fourth down needs to be a pass in the end zone because you're not running the football.
We saw them open up the offense, as you mentioned, early in the game, and but since then, you know, it's really just been a lot of running the football, and somehow they've outgained the Saints by 10 yards, but it just seems like they've just been plodding along, and the running game's not really been there. 40 rushes for 97 yards. Just
yeah.
2.4 per rush on the ground.
Yeah, I've run 10 more plays than Bishop DeWanger, so that's kind of helped. But, you know, when it's counted in the clutch, Bishop DeWanger has risen to the occasion defensively. It's gotten big stops. It's held up inside the red zone. It's come up with a big block for the field goal. It really pressured the field goal kicker again in a miss in the second OT. So, in their first OT. So, this defense has risen to the occasion time and time again. But I think you got to set something for DePriest. You got to put the ball up for him or Jalen Bowman. Find one of those two guys or just put it up for him in the end zone. Have him make a play.
DePriest, as Justin mentioned, three catches, 234 yards, three TDs last week in the semi-state win last Saturday against the undefeated Marion Giants. And they will probably look for him again. He is wide to the left with Bowman in the slot to the left. Eye formation. Now Bowman goes in motion. They fake the handoff. Harper looks, throws, end zone, wide open in the back, the end zone, touchdown. And right on cue, it's Malcolm DePriest with the grab. And now the Bears are an extra point away from sending it to a fourth overtime, or do they play and go for two?
This is not a gimme extra point by any means either.
And they send Degenhart on for the extra point attempt. DePriest the holder, so it makes you wonder, if something does go awry, he could make something happen with the football. And a timeout is called by Bishop Dwinger.
It's a great play call. You know, a fake handoff, then a roll out to the left, and you throw across the field to a wide open Malcolm DePriest. That's the one of the few plays that Bishop DeWinger has not accounted for DePriest. Kind of got lost in the shuffle there, and he was wide open. Great conversion. But now we have a PAT to either take it to a fourth overtime or DeWinger get the 10-9 victory. Or do you go for it?
Yeah, I mean, everything is at play this late into a ball game. You know, I think we've seen a couple college games where teams went for it toward the end. You know, that Oklahoma State game. I think we saw it with Texas and Oklahoma State, West Virginia and someone, West Virginia, Texas, that's who I'm thinking of, where West Virginia went for two late in regulation, went for it, got it, won the game. And I think we saw it with Oklahoma State, I think against OU, they went for it, didn't get it. But it was the right call in either scenario. So Degenhart on for the extra point. DePriest the holder. He's positioned right at the 10. Kick is up. And it's good. And we go to a fourth overtime. 10-10 the score. Bishop Dwinger and Evansville Central. And it'll be Evansville Central, the Bears, getting first possession in this fourth overtime.